break it down, down like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. I'm so stoked you've tuned in. My name is Hayden Shearman. I am going to be your coach over the next 15 minutes as we guide you through this week's workout. We are in the middle of Repeats November, where we're doing repeat style workouts, heading down to your local track. Maybe you're doing this on a pathway and using your GPS watch as a bit of a guide, but ideally you have an athletics track that you can head down to and really get a good feel of running fast and smooth. This month is all about getting fast and smooth. So what are we doing this week? The workout is this. It's 3 times 200 meters, 3 times 400 meters, 3 times 200 meters, all with 400 meters jog recovery. So the 3 times 200 meters at the start and at the end of the workout is going to be at your 800 meter race pace. Now that's what we did last week with the 200s as well. So same paces as last week. 800 meter pace for your 200 meter reps, and then your 400 meter reps, the 3 times 400 in the middle, they'll be at your mile pace. So that same 400 meter speed that we've been doing for the last, 3 weeks now that we've been doing these repeats. So I guess the change from last week, if you did last week's workout, is we're doing more of this stuff at more of these 200s at your 800 meter pace. So we're doing more fast stuff. Designed to get you smoother, designed to get you faster. This is a good workout. We've got good long recoveries, 400 meters jog. They'll reset you, able to do those true repeats, really nailing every single rep. So the workout again is 3 times 200 meters at your 800 meter race pace, 3 times 400 meters at your mile race pace, and then one more block of 3 times 200 meters at your 800 meter pace, all with 400 meters jog after each interval. So nice long recoveries. You should be fresh before you go into the next repeat. Why are we doing this workout? So this goes for the whole of the month, why we're focusing on repeats. Ultimately, I want you to be able to run down the street, enter a race, and have people on the sidelines, people watching you zip by saying, wow, she's so smooth, or wow, he's so smooth. This person understands how to move their body when they're running. They understand how to use gravity to create force, use your leg speed to create power and efficiency, use your posture to create a good foundation from which your legs can do the job of moving you forward. So this stuff is all about making you smooth. Now, I hear a lot from particularly sort of beginner runners or people just watching elite runners in person. You don't really notice it so much when you're watching it on the TV, like watching the Olympics. But when you're in person, trackside, and you see a really good runner run past, you know, doing some strides, you're like, wow, they're so smooth. And this is a common comment from especially non-runners watching elite runners. But I want to tell you that every one of you guys and girls listening to this, you have the capacity to become a very smooth runner. You have the capacity. Like, why do these elite runners achieve this goal or this status of being, in inverted commas, smooth? Because week after week, they're doing this sort of work. They're running fast on the track. They are doing intentional work where they're thinking about their technique. They're putting themselves in the crucible of running fast. And they're doing that week after week, year after year, decade after decade. And over time, if you're intentional about this stuff, you will develop that good, smooth technique. So if you're one of those runners that feels like your technique is fixed, you're sort of a bit ploddy, your posture's not great, you get those race photos back and you're like, oh, it's not how exactly I felt. I want to give you hope that you can develop a smooth style. You can gradually refine the movements that your body makes to become smoother, to become more efficient, and to become that person that when you run down the street, people will say, wow, they're moving very smooth. You might not be running at world record pace, or you might not be able to qualify for the Olympic Games trials or something, but you do have at your speed a very smooth, efficient style. Now, that's what I'm after as a runner and as a running coach. I'm after becoming the best version of myself when I'm out there running. So I want to put this challenge to you. Use workouts like this on a regular basis to develop that technique, to develop that smoothness. It'll help you in terms of injury prevention. It'll help in terms of performance, making you more efficient over a longer period of time, more effective too, make you faster, improve that raw speed. And it helps you to feel so much better about moving. Like, man, if you were into, let's say, salsa and you didn't have good technique, it wouldn't feel great heading down to your local salsa class where you just practice poor technique. You're not really going to enjoy a salsa class. But if you develop that technique and every time you go to salsa class get slightly better at it, that technique is going to start to become like an intrinsic reward to this practice of you doing that salsa class. And you're going to gain like that internal feedback from your body, like, this feels good, this feels right, I'm in control of the movements of my body, I'm way more effective and efficient. And it's the same with running. If you develop that technique, if you develop that smoothness, it'll build this intrinsic reward of, this feels right, my body's moving in the right ways. You get that good internal feedback from your body. So that's the challenge for you guys. Don't think like your running technique is set in stone. You can work at it over time. Yeah, you do need to do a little bit of that, the strengthening stuff, getting into the gym. But ultimately, the crucible of heading down to the track, doing repeat workouts like what we're doing today, is going to give you an amazing technique if you are intentional about reinforcing that technique. So here's another little note that I'll throw in before we move into the next section of the podcast. If you're not intentional about it, you're just going to sort of grind your way through these workouts. But if you're thinking about standing up tall, like the big three, stand up tall, it's the first one. Second, nice quick cadence. Make sure that leg turnover is nice and strong. And third, make sure those hips are in a good position. So you don't want them getting left behind. You want to feel that rope tied to your middle pulling you so that you're really generating the power from your hips. That means your glutes are engaged, means you're standing nice and tall, feeling really confident, creating a good foundation for your legs to do the job of getting you forward. So they're probably the big three. You can get really down into the detail with technique. And of course, we've got the audio coach little MP3 lessons that you can purchase and download at tempofit.org, little advert in there. But I really encourage you guys, if you're intentional about this stuff, you can use the crucible of these types of workouts to come and really refine your technique, get rid of those little movements that are inefficient, and just hone in on those really efficient movements and those really effective movements. Okay, moving on to the rest of the podcast. All right, so enough of my rant. Let's get on to some how-to tips on how to attack this workout. So first of all, recoveries are really important. As we've said all month long, you need to make sure that you're recovered enough to truly repeat each rep. So you don't want to accumulate that fatigue between reps that the last few are really grind out, like they're basically max efforts. You want to feel like you could have run them faster, and you want to feel like you're in that zone of running fast, but well in control of all the movements of your body. So we're getting into that crucible of the toughness, the heat's on, but you are still in control. You can still mold your body into the positions that you need to be most effective. So take enough recovery. It's 400 meters jog, but maybe you'll take a little bit more towards the end of the workout to make sure that you're fully recovered for each one. Secondly, I really want to emphasize the importance of being fully warmed up for this workout in particular. You're diving straight into 800 meter race pace, so you want 15 to 20 minutes of jog warm up. Then you want to do some dynamic stretches, things like leg swings, the little scorpion drill where you lie on your tummy and your legs go over. Just Google scorpion stretch and it'll come up. And then the other thing would be drills. So if you've never done drills, it can be a really good idea to hunt out a local coach in your area who can guide you through the basics of, you know, ABC skips. Some people put a D skip on there as well. The other basics, probably a side skip as well, like a karaoke. Most people know how to do that little side step over, crossover drill. That's nice and easy. The scoop drill, I really like that one. That's where you take really small steps. Your front leg is perfectly straight with your toe up, heel down, toe up, knee straight, and then you scoop down towards that front foot with your hands, and that gives you good stretch, lengthening out in your hamstrings and calves. So that's a good one. With the drills, especially the skips, they can be really tricky movements to learn if you've never done anything like this before. They can be quite foreign, especially the B skip. But as a kind of an overview, A, B, C, D, it refers to the different elements of the running stride, so different phases of that stride pattern. So the A skip focuses on the knee drive, the B skip focuses on that initial contact with the ground, it really attacking the ground. The C skip and D skip, depending on how you break this down, some people view the C skip as the heel recovery, pulling the heel up nice and quick, and like a butt kick type motion where it comes up very fast. Other people look at a C skip more like a straight leg skip. So there's a few different ways of doing that. And then those people call the D skip the one where you're focusing on that quick pull through. So these drills are really good at waking up your body before running fast. They're also good at really honing in on that technique that we've talked about. So if you've got a sprint coach in your local area, they're probably the best person to go and see. A distance coach, it can be a bit hit or miss. Some distance coaches just don't do any drills. But definitely a sprint coach, their bread and butter will be drills. And so go and see a local sprint coach. They'll be able to guide you through the basics. Tell them that, look, I'm not here to be a sprinter. I want to be a distance runner still. But I'd like to learn how to just do some drills and maybe some technique work as well. They'll help you, especially with like the 200s, giving you a few tips to be more efficient and effective over the ground. So there are some tips on how to do this workout and to get all warmed up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yesterday I went down to my daughter's first ever school cross country. She's 5 years old. And here in New Zealand, basically every year, kids right up to high school will run a cross country, basically a loop or two around your school field, or you go to a nearby park. So it's a big deal here in New Zealand. And actually, I'm working on a new project in schools, which is looking really exciting. So watch this space. I'll have some news coming out on this program that we're working on. But it was cool to see all the kids like running the whole way, like, and smiles on their faces, really enjoying themselves. But in every race, there was one kid who was usually quite far off the pace who was coming in last for every one of these races. And, I really wanted to get alongside that kid and say, this last place is not a fixed position for you. Like, I firmly believe that kid who came last in their first ever school cross country, if they, when they hit adolescence and, you know, it starts to become appropriate for them to do running training, if they train up, they could become their high school cross country champion. I absolutely believe that. I believe that our bodies are plastic, our minds are plastic enough that we can mold them into the specimen we want them to be. And you're not fixed where you are. Sure, that kid is probably not going to become Olympic champion. They don't have the raw material to do that. But could they win their school cross country? Absolutely. It's so dependent on training and how much work you put in. Now, of course, you're not going to start that at age 5, but planting that seed that they're not fixed in that position is really important. And this is my little tip for you guys is, no matter where you are, if you're feeling stuck in your running, maybe your fitness, maybe your nutrition, or maybe it's outside of fitness, maybe it's in your work situation, relationship status, you can break out. You absolutely can. And if running teaches you anything, like Oprah Winfrey said, running is the metaphor for life because you get out of it what you put in. You can absolutely break through those glass ceilings. You can move into that next zone. So I want to give you three tips on how to go about doing that. So first of all, do different things. So of course, it's that age-old statement. If you keep doing the same thing and expect the same results, it's the definition of stupidity. Now, I don't totally buy into that one, but throwing in some new stimulus, especially in terms of training, can be great to just get you out of that routine and introduce some new elements that you might not have touched on. Now, for a lot of you guys and girls, this month has been like that, where we've taken, maybe you're an ultra runner or a trail runner, you haven't done much work on the track, suddenly you're running fast, you're doing these short bursts of fast running, you're developing that good technique. You might find that you go back to those longer distances feeling so smooth and race pace is just so comfortable, and you have that ability to also push through when it gets tough, because you've practiced in the crucible of the track, you've really practiced that good technique that's efficient and can get you to the finish line more efficiently. So do different things that can definitely spark off some cool stuff in your training. Number two, hang in different circles. Now, I've found this whenever I've had the fortune of running with, you know, Olympians and not racing with them, but I've trained with them, Olympians and runners from all corners of the globe, just incredible runners. And when I hang out with these types of people, suddenly your expectations of the sort of times that you can run and what you can do in training just are shattered. Like, and in a good way, like you kind of have this mindset of this is the speed I do my tempo runs in. And then you do a couple of workouts with these other guys and it's like, oh, of course, they're just like me, really. They're just a little bit faster, but I can hang with them for a little bit. And then you find your horizons just start to change and you see that, okay, if I start doing more of what they're doing, I'm going to become stronger and faster and fitter. And so it's a really amazing when you put yourself in different circles, like that quote, be the, if you're the smartest in the room, you're in the wrong room. It's the same with running. If you're the fastest in your team, you're in the wrong team. You need to go and hang out with some people who challenge you, who challenge your mindset. So that's point number two, do hang in different circles. Point number three is that mindset one, think different things. Now, this is an area that as runners, we have amazing access to. Like, running is so dependent on mindset. It's a huge mental game. And because we're out there training for an hour or two, we have the opportunity to digest audio content that can totally transform our lives. So there's so many great books on mindset, on sports psychology, on even just, you know, your good old motivational Tony Robbins style books that can just put a 180 degree spin in some of your mindset, some of that thinking, and really redefine the way that you mentally approach workouts, mentally approach your view of your abilities as a runner. So as a person, so really encourage you to seek out some tools, especially books, especially audiobooks as runners, that can just throw some spanners in the works and in a good way and really crank things up in terms of that mental self-talk. So there you go. Some ideas of breaking out of the mold that you've been stuck in for a while. Do different things, hang in different circles, think different things.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. It's been a longer episode this week. Thanks for staying with me and listening to my rants. The workout, again, 3x200 meters at your 800-meter pace, 3x400 meters at your mile pace, and then 3x200 meters at your 800-meter pace. Make the most of those 400-meter jog recoveries. Make sure you're recovered and ready to go for each repeat. Have fun running smooth, putting yourself in that crucible to develop that amazing technique. Next time I see you, I want to be able to say, wow, that they are a smooth runner. And I'm sure that will be the case. Get out there and crush it. Let me know how it goes. Ciao.